Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
If you say Hillsborough's Alan Gerganus' name in a group of readers, several of them may tell you that his oldest living Confederate widow tells all is their favorite novel of all time. But it's been a while since we've seen a new book from him. So what has he been doing? Writing every day, he says, and getting up at 6 a.m. to do it. So finally, next week we can buy and read a new Gerganus book, one that takes us back to the fictional eastern North Carolina town of Falls, where the Widow book and many of his other stories and books have been set. Local Souls, the new book, is really three separate novellas, and they're all set in Falls, North Carolina. The first story's main character, Susan, is a 14-year-old All-American girl growing up in Falls. And then her father dies in a boating accident, and then her godfather seduces her and makes her pregnant, and she has to give up her baby. But she pulls her life together, gets married, has two children, leads a normal life until she is reunited with the child that she gave up. And that brings about a surprising transformation that only Alan Gerganus could conjure up. In the second story, Saints Have Mothers, a divorced woman has a 17-year-old daughter. And her life is wrapped up in the hopes for her child's future. But against her mother's wishes, the daughter goes off to Africa on a service project. Communication with her daughter is spotty until a middle-of-the-night phone call brings word of the daughter's death. And as the mother and the Falls community prepare for a memorial service, Gerganus brings the story to a shocking and touching conclusion. The third novella, Decoy, is the history of a relationship between two men. One is a beloved family doctor in Falls, and the other is a sort of a newcomer on the borderline of acceptance by Falls elite. Well, when the doctor retires and goes to carving decoys, the friendship is disturbed. And then it is swept away by a Hurricane Fran-like flood that destroys both men's homes and much of Falls. With these three stories, Gerganus demonstrates that he has not lost the storytelling power that propelled him to fame. And he leaves us hoping that we will not have to wait so long for his next offering. And a lot of people agree, including John Irvin. You remember of GARP fame. He writes, Gerganus' storytelling is flawless. His narration becomes a Greek chorus, Sophocles, in North Carolina. And Ann Padgett says, he breathes so much life into the town of Falls, North Carolina, his reader is able to walk down the streets and mingle with the local souls. This book understands what we have long known. Gerganus stands among the best writers of our time. But more important for me than this praise is that Gerganus' fiction gives us a true look at our fellow North Carolinians in a struggling region as they cope with the many challenges of contemporary times. This is D.G. Martin.